Blog Talk Radio. Wash me through. Create me a clean.
Happy Sunday and welcome everybody to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, run by none other than author Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet, who just happens to also be the CEO of Rawlings Jewelry. Awesome line. Just hit the books and you'll see it. Rawlings. Can't go wrong with it. You're joined here tonight with me, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner, Mr. Alonzo. Excuse me, Alonzo, you there?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Can you hear me? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, I can. I hear you coming through like a DoorDash order, loud and clear.
Delivery, special delivery. Happy birthday.
Y'all have to forgive me for busting on my man. I was trying to do a backdoor mic check with him, and he didn't have time to do it. He was running to get this DoorDash order, so I had to get him back to it. But tonight,
hey,
I figured we could do some retro poetry, take it back to, dust off some old pieces or whatever. And if you notice the event page, that was a event page, I think, like 7 years ago. I found out. I said, I'm going to use that. So I decided we might as well go all retro. So that's what I hope you bring. But, at the end of the day, whatever you bring is going to be received well. And
amen.
I'll tell you why I say that a little bit. First, we have to start things off. Brother Alonzo, you feel like praying this in?
Yes, sir. No problem. If we may, bow our heads and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for opening our eyes, our ears, our minds, our mouths. Thank you for the sounds. Thank you for the love, the grace, the glory. Thank you for the steps you have placed before us. May the words that come out tonight resonate to those that listen, whether they're on phone call, listening online, wherever they may be. Let the Spirit do what the Spirit does also well. And may we leave at the end of this growing even further in your name. And in your name I pray. Amen.
Now we can continue on. So, the reason I was saying, one of the reasons I was saying that whatever you bring is well received, is because, and I guess I'm taking host privileges with this. I didn't pull up a retro piece. I have something that I just finished today. I was told that that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Hey, nobody knows. Nobody knew. I'm just going to give you that benefit. So, I already know. I'm gonna be registering with it one way or another.
I surely hope so. But when we turn over the reins of these shows to the creator, he finds a way to get his point across. So, it all flows together.
Amen.
So, I don't know if you joining us in the poetic field this evening or not, but I'll start it off, and then we'll go on. From there.
Okay, so. Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you for the invite. And with that being said, the mic is yours, King.
Thank you. It's called New Beginnings. There's something anticipatory about the ending of each day. It's like it is a chance for a renewal, a chance to denounce past negativities and mistakes, grow from them, and then grow from them expectantly without thinking twice. We need to receive this as a new beginning, a proving ground of sorts. Hopefully the lessons learned will be put into practice, forging the path to a better you. A better me. one growing closer to God, no longer living as one of Satan's cohorts. A new beginning with a perfectly timed, spirit-led determination, a righteous transformation of thinking and speaking. A new beginning with a fresh slate cleaned of filth and hate, leaving flaws behind on a permanent staycation because it's a new beginning. A new life's justification. A spiritual restoration. It's elevation, edification, purification. Closing each day as I lay down, I need purge myself, avail myself, expose to me myself as I ask forgiveness from him. Pray he covers me while I'm asleep and vulnerable, seals at rest, preparing me for the morning. Should I awake? Should I be so blessed? A new beginning each every day. A new beginning free of sin. A new beginning before choices were made. How loving and merciful to offer such an opportunity to saints and sinners equally. Each, every day, a new beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As I had mentioned, I'm going to resonate with it one way or another. I don't know whether I should go into my freestyle or give you my opinion. You know, but normally I ask, and everybody that listens to the show would know, I say, who you wrote that to? I feel like there's a piece in there. You said a couple of times as far as the rebirth of the new era. I don't want to call it a generation, because a generation would have to do with the population of humans, but the new era of like the spiritual awakening. And it's like the details are getting finer and finer, keener and keener. So I picked that up a couple of times out of your piece. And it's funny because, like, I've been talking to quite a few people this week about how everybody being, to me, the children of God, you know, the ones that hear his voice, that won't stray to the left type situation. But the 144,000, or depends on what angle you want to come at it, but that era, the spiritual era, only selected few understand what's really going on and playing their part, as you were saying, that the edification and things of that nature. Everybody's playing their part as far as the children. And we feel like there is a rebirth that's going on, letting people know that this is real. Because back in the days, they would think how we're talking right now would be some kind of off the chain. It's not going with the teachings of the scholars or whatever. And what we're doing right now is actually just tuning into what we feel, which is more on the spiritual side. You know what I mean? And we're recognizing it and actually just putting it out. Back then, it wasn't tolerated like it is today, and that's the crazy part. I mean, they did have their poets and stuff like that, but it was more, the more people did it, it seemed more exorcist than poetry. So, saying all that to say, well, I feel like there's a rebirth of God's children going on today, and you pointed it out quite a few times in the piece. So everybody is... It's the spiritual awakening.
You know, this is
a thank you.
It is inspiring to me, because I was waiting for your question, and because I always know you ask those questions. And I said, now what are you going to say when he asks you who you were writing this to. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it, and I'm really, I couldn't think of nothing. I was clueless as to why I was writing it. And it's just I was urged to write it. I did. Your answer just told me who I was writing it, why I was being written. It is from God, but hear what you got out of it. Because, like I said, I just wrote this is, I get blessed. Some of the ramifications of what we did, you know. And it's always amazing to see how God moves, period. He enables the things that he does through you when you allow it's just, the totality of it is just mind-boggling.
The fact that you actually wrote the piece.
God that we love. Jeez. My brother.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Did I? I'm not going to put it that way because then you'll accuse me of throwing you under the bus. And you know I would never do anything like that.
Not while it's moving, but, right? Not while it's moving.
I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
Oh, no, not an English. Not an English officer.
Oliver North, that was my dude. He went through the whole conference.
Oh, man.
Battle with that.
Okay.
I'm going to see, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a moment to get stuff together, and then I'm going to see if you got a freestyle, because I thought I heard you say freestyle or something along those lines for us, or if you have something to share with us. But I'll let you ponder upon that for a moment, and I'm going to open the line for somebody that's been hanging out for a minute, listening to me ramble on, because my screen disappeared, so I was just wasting time to, I got it back up, but I'll let y'all know that. So after
already.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't even mad. Didn't nobody know?
Hey, transparency. I ain't scared. I ain't doing nothing wrong. So 3-3-4.
I ain't even mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
I know that's right. Why don't you tell everybody who we got on the mic? 3-3-4. Welcome to the inspiration.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Lisa Liv.
Hey, now. What's going on now?
Hey, I had to come over and see what you guys were up to.
Oh, I'm so glad you
did. Yes, ma'am.
And you see,
we just sitting here.
Laws are always starting stuff, right?
We just sitting here at the supper table, just exchanging teas.
Okay, that's how it goes.
Hey, sounds good to me. So I know we in for a treat now that Miss Lisa Lipsis has called in.
Well,
I know we about to.
I heard you say that you were going to do kind of an old school thing. So
yeah.
I went digging in my archives here. And
okay.
I'm trying to pull up this piece, but it's not cooperating with me right now. It's a gremlin in all the machines tonight for some reason.
Uh-oh. Them critters.
Yeah. So let's see if I can get this piece. I wrote this piece almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's going back retro. That's before my epiphany days.
And
okay.
It was based on a news story that I just happened to hear. And this piece is called 100 Days.
Man. 10 years old. Mike is yours, Queen.
Okay. On April 10th, 2015, I heard a statistic that was almost astounding. It said that 290 black men had died in police custody to date on that calendar day. 290 men in 100 days. The origins of 290 families gone in 100 days. I, as a black woman who loves her black men, can't imagine how slave women felt when they sent their men out early in the morning, not knowing if they would return. Because the truth is, every time one of our men steps out into the world, it's open season. And every cop has a license to shoot. There's no bag limit. You can go down at 12 for being alone in the park with a water gun. Police, sent in as a courtesy, can shoot and kill a 79-year-old man who was only 1 week home from heart surgery because they came into his back door uninvited and he had the nerve to try and defend his own property. But if you are a criminal with alabaster skin, you can shoot to kill an entire theater, rig your own home with explosives so that when the cops come to you, you kill them all, and yet and still you are led away in handcuffs. So don't tell me that the hue of my flesh doesn't matter, because even a blind man can see that 290 black men dead in 100 days ain't no coincidence. And look, you've just been serviced. Are you there? Are you on mute? Have I lost you guys?
It muted me again.
Okay.
I'm back. Now, you know what first and foremost, it's an excellent, awesome piece. But what's so hurtful about that is that you said you wrote that 10 years ago.
Right, and things have not changed.
And it's like you wrote that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what progress has been? What the heck are we doing that we're okay with 10 years later the exact same heinous scenario is relevant, still exists?
Exactly.
See, there was a reason God led you to dust that one off.
Right. We need to wake up to what's going on. We got on fire for a few minutes when George Floyd was killed. But then it went back to business as usual.
Yeah.
You know.
If you could, Lisa, could you post that in the event page for me?
I sure can. Tag me in the page so I can find it.
All right. Gotcha. That piece needs to be heard. I will do that as soon as I start the music ministry. Then I can get off the page and come back before it does something stupid. That's me and my device. But anyway, Lazo, you got something for that piece?
Yes. I mean, it just had me thinking, like, as a veteran, combat veteran, is that, you know, one aspect I heard, concerned mother. Then I also heard the black woman for the black man, you know what I mean? And then I also heard, as far as she mentioned Floyd, so it's kind of crazy. Like, I'm still here going through these things today. Then, like you said, she wrote that 10 years ago, and barely how things changed. So I got to thinking, because, like, I thank God for this week, because I've been going through a lot this week. So I work with the Tuskegee Airmen. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. But
I'm very familiar. I actually live right down the street from the airfield.
Okay, so I'm part of a chapter out here in California. In a big way. So and it's like we're trying to continue the legacy situation. Mm-hmm. So for you to write that 10 years ago and for it to hit me today, tight, you know. Again, I'm not just a Joe Schmo walking down the street. I'm actually a combat veteran. So it's like aligned up. And God just works in mysterious ways, but it got me really thinking deep, and I appreciate your piece.
Thank you so much. I have a very soft spot in my heart for the airmen. I actually used to work with Brigadier General McGee with a STEM program at the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. He was one of our patrons and sponsored us. I actually have a pair of the sneakers that he designed with his fly number that he gave all of the instructors for Christmas one year.
Wow.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I would love to get more information. I'm part of the Buford A. Johnson. He was like the first jet mechanic, black jet mechanic at that. But he established a chapter. I'm out here in California. But I would love to get more information. We have a website that's out there. You just type in the Tuskegee Airmen, West Coast, basically. Just Buford A. Johnson. We can do that off air. I don't know if we can do that right now, but Buford A. Johnson chapter. Just Tuskegee, TIA, Tuskegee Airmen.
Okay.
And then, I'm trying to get everybody. We already know as far as the pilots, there's very few, if there's any, a handful, very few left. But there was still a whole squadron. So we're trying to get the one besides just the legacy push, because there's a whole new generation. I'm the new generation. The one thing that I'm battling right now, there is a gap between the older generation, newer generation. So as far as pushing the history and the understanding of why I'm doing this is, far few in between, let alone
strength and numbers.
I'm talking to all the black men. Yeah, yes, very true. But there's not too many black gentlemen in the military, thus say, compared to as we are in the world. There's more of us in the streets than there is us in the military, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So,
Melissa, how can we find you on Facebook? That way y'all two can send friend requests and
It's under. You can find me under my name, Lisa Lips, LIPPS. Or you can find me on Instagram under LL Cool Lips.
Okay, so when he tags you for your piece onto the page, can we find you there too?
Absolutely. Just you should be able to tag me. I know that you and I are connected, so you should be able to put at Lisa Lips, and I should pop up because I'm also on your friend list.
Right.
I don't know if Alonzo and I are connected on my page. But
we will be soon.
Yeah.
But that was history also, because I'm sure that's about to happen. That's a done deal.
Okay, spit that word up. It's his story. It's his story. So I'm just playing my part. That's what I'm trying to do.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing, the way that just.
I was very blessed to have met a handful of the airmen. I met Colonel McGee just before he turned 100. I was having trouble keeping up with him. He was still very vibrant. I actually just saw a story on the news here on Friday. He donated his car. He had a first generation Genesis sports car that was given to him, and he's just donated it. He donated it to the Tuskegee University.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, yes, definitely. There's so much I want. There's so much information just within that. Like, I need to teach. You know what I mean? Like, just for us to be successful in America. There's so many things that they've done. There's so much.
I met him
just crazy.
Because
I didn't.
I met him because I was invited in to do some mentorship and do some work with a STEM program at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. And he and his daughter were sponsors of the program, so they were around a lot. So I got to spend a lot of time, like, actually getting to know him, sharing dinners with him, spending time with him. It was amazing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would definitely love to get some more of this information. Yeah, as soon as you get tagged on the page, I'm on. So expect Alonzo to be in
your own inbox,
sliding in the DMs.
Awesome. See, that's the way to start a show. That got a whole lot accomplished. But let me send you over to the Praise Lounge, Lisa, and I'm going to I have a song that I'm going to play after I bring on this next caller. But that's what this song is for, that piece that you wrote. Anyway,
all right.
Thank you so much for that piece. That piece was out. And hang on for a little while.
Lisa.
Thank you for having me. One love, one night.
Our pleasure.
One love, one night.
God bless. Wow, that was a phenomenal piece. And that was just so, for me, just sitting back watching y'all realize that you're both connected to the Tuskegee Airmen and the efforts to keep our history going was just, that was history in the making for me, just to sit back and hear y'all both up about that. So that was it.
Yes, sir.
That was an awesome thing. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. I like it a lot, too. Yeah, thank God for this platform. I'll be trying to tell y'all.
It's a new beginning.
Hey, you ain't got to tell me twice. Let's go.
Right. Let's see. So we're going to go to Erico 904 and welcome them to the Inspiration Factory.
Hello, Paul. Hi, Alonzo. How are you? What's going on, y'all?
How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. You know what? I came in right on time. I'm telling you, because I heard Lisa talk of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
And my great uncle was one.
Your great uncle was what?
My he was one.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, I think this is going to be a good night. Keep playing around.
Yeah. So, you know, we found out recently that he was inducted in because it turned out that they found out he was one, and we didn't even know it until recently. But it's a real nice thing. But I'm so glad to be here tonight. Last week was rough.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. God don't make no mistakes.
That's right. You got that right. So
I hear
a topic
echo.
Other than that, or what we doing?
Yes, I do too.
Anybody on speaker? For change, I'm not.
Where's the radio high?
Yeah. So I have a small piece. I got a very small piece.
Okay.
I have my neighbor. What you paying for?
Sounds like he wants attention.
Is anybody else having difficulty hearing her?
I hear. It's the reverb.
Can you hear me?
I hear reverb and everybody though.
Okay, better.
Oh, yeah, no, you're clear. You're crystal clear. Yeah, I hear all three of you guys.
It's and the reverb is gone.
Everybody's saying something. There's an echo behind everybody.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll spit this piece right quick. It's called You.
Mine is yours, Queen.
Thank you. all I try to do is think of you and pray, thanking you so much for being that kind of friend from beginning to end. You're called many names. Jehovah Jireh comes to mind because you provide my every need. Jehovah Nisi, because of you I have the victory. Emmanuel, I'm never alone with you. Without you it'll be hell. You're the Heavenly Father sitting high and looking low. You're the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to go. Sometimes we want to go our own way. Free will comes into play. Trials and tribulations may come, and your word says not to be surprised when they do. But you always come to save the day, so my hope is anchored in you. I'll wait and try to be of good courage. When I feel I'm all alone, I'm picking up the phone to call a friend or two. And if they're not around, I'll talk to you. Even though I'll have to cry, I know you'll never pass me by. And that's that piece.
That's that confidence and victory. You know, confidence and victory. He got the best no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you approached that. I felt like you was talking to Father.
He stole your question from you. Didn't he, Lazo?
Yes. Who would you write that to?
It was when the cancer hit. You know what I mean? And I was just trying to hold on and, you know, keep my hope anchored in Christ, you know. And that's
Amen.
When I sat on the bed and Amen. Just thought about it. And he is that kind of friend.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a moment here. If you don't mind. Heavenly Father, we come before you at this moment. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. We want to hold up your child, Mrs. VIP. Father God. You know where she needs to be met.
You know her heart.
Father God, we ask that you would continue to hold her,
to give her peace.
I pray, Father, that you recognize her faith and just trusting in you, Father. All trust and agree, Lord, in the name of your Son. She's going to have a testimony and praise on her lips, Father, because of you and your amazing grace. And we thank you for it right now, in the name of your Son. Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how God uses us.
Yeah, so I'm happy.
Amen. Now. As soon as my studio returns. I was going to play a song that came to mind for Lisa Lips' piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's Waging War.
That's right.
While I'm stalling for time, what did you learn from your uncle about the Tuskegee Airmen? What tidbits of history did he share with you?
I did not know him personally. He was my grandfather's brother, and what happened? Somebody had contacted my aunt, and they said, David Shaw was a Tuskegee Airman, and she was like, "What? Like what?" And they're like, "Yeah, and we would like to honor him and by something." It was some type of article in the paper, and we were like, they're like flabbergasted because we really never knew. And it was just a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing because, you know, my grandfather was I do believe he was a Marine, and then my Uncle David, I do believe, you know what I'm saying? So everybody was in something.
Yeah.
But it was truly a blessed thing. And then once my aunt called one of the, I suspect the elders on my grandfather's side, then they got in touch with whoever got in touch with them, and it was declared that he was one. So it was a moment to be proud, and I know I was. I really was.
Mm. I can imagine.
Yeah. If anybody knows, for those that don't know the background of the Tuskegee Airmen, are a group of black pilots, first black pilots. They became pilots forcefully. America is not kindly about giving the black man the best of the best jobs. So it started off, they was getting the tore down planes and all the wreckages. They was fixing all the stuff that was on the bases. Tuskegee's out of Alabama was fixing these planes and started coming together as a little group and started flying and practicing, creating a school, basically out of Tuskegee, Alabama. Now, the big story of the Tuskegee, they fought over a hundred, I'm talking about what's called dog fights, plane fights are in the air. This ain't on the ground, this is real in the air, shoot guns.
Mm-hmm.
Their record is untouchable. Even up to today, nobody has outdone the Tuskegee Airmen as far as dominating wars, airplane fights, dog fights.
Mm-hmm.
So
after that,
World War One. I'm a bit
miraculous, and now that's a miraculous feat because that's been quite a few years, quite a few wars, and with the type of equipment that they were using at that time, still have stuck the record shows to the tenacity and the drive of those men and the contribution to this freedom of this country that denied them certain freedom. Of those men, so it's something that needs to be put out there. And this VIP and Lisa Lips is something to be proud of. History was you're connected to this country historically. The blood to save this country flows through your veins. You can't make up this kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
No, when y'all turn around and say ancestors, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy part.
I got goosebumps just thinking about all that.
Okay.
It's
VIP. You really don't know. It's really honored to talk to you because, again, speaking as a combat veteran myself, a black combat veteran, the long line that we have come through, the footsteps, had they not done what they did, we would be speaking German today.
Yeah.
We'd be looking at each other.
I know that's right. But God had a better plan in mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was called the Tuskegee Airmen.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
There's so many, but Tuskegee is just one of them. I'm just happy to be part of some kind of history.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want my name written in the book. That's what it say, right?
I know that's right. In a positive way.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to leave Miss Lisa Lips waiting, much longer to hear this song. So, Miss VIP, I hope you hang out with us for a little while. But I'm going to put you in the praise lounge. Play this song. Then we're going to pull on the next caller.
All right. God bless you both. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you too.
One love, one mic.
One love.
This is turning into a history lesson tonight.
Hey, I'm just trying to figure. Hey, my question now is: should I, with the music ministry, should I put them? I mean, like everybody can hang out in the chat room.
Hey, we could do that.
Let's play
this song. We're gonna come back on this side and do some things, and then we can make that happen. But
yes,
this
we can.
Don't say we can't. Look, we got God tonight. We gonna be able to get her done.
Okay, and the only one mad is the devil, baby.
Okay. Oh well. Too bad.
Hey.
Because for that conversation right there, and for that piece that Lisa Lips wrote, I got this.
Okay.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
it
down.
Raining down, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Waging war.
I promise.
whew, made it. That caught me in the middle of eating a cheese curl. I had to clear my mouth real quick. But we're going to keep things moving right along and open up and shut up, Alonzo. I just hear the background laugh. You see, I tried to keep it moving so you didn't have a chance. Oh, man. Hey, what can I say?
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I almost got caught. But area code 615. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I should let everybody know who we got on the mic.
Brother Paul, Brother Alonzo, it's about time. You got CW34 music
yes.
in stereo.
Yes. What's going on, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it has been a while. I've been on this Willie Nelson tour, making deliveries.
Wow.
But the thing is, I finally get on this show with a piece because I haven't been writing in this realm as of much lately.
Tonight we have, and then it's bringing you back to this.
I almost want to ask. I kind of want to know what kind of piece is first, though.
Oh, it's going to be, this is the year of exposure.
Oh,
do
he
I
on
even
Cat
need
Williams.
Go any
wait
further?
A
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yes. The truth, needs
Cat
no
Williams.
Motivation. There we go.
Man, don't need no defense.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that's right. The truth.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I want to know. I'm ready. You ready?
With that being said, yes, I'm ready. And the mic is definitely yours, Ken. I'm going to mute mine and let you have the mic.
All right. Thank you. This piece is called God Always Wins and I Shall Not Fear. My problem is I have an inner God complex, always planning without asking him, thinking I've got a better project. I can create a bigger product where the whole world would applaud me. Everything I want as positive becomes possibly more of the opposite. Got so many thoughts that's raunchy. I throw tantrums more than LeBron James. I'm this monster disguised in costumes. Got a player-hating degree from colleges called a genius, but I have no knowledge of why I'm so shackled, walking with a ball and chain, hearing a bishop ask, have you been swallowed up? I ask, what's the matter with you like Apollo Creed? I can't make rain from the clouds. I don't know the recipe for the dirt on the ground and what makes its chemistry. I'm trying to please this ghetto troop. How can I spread my wings when I'm sauced in Buffalo with another hoe sipping Hennessy? With friends like these, who needs enemies? Vampires sucking my energy? I need to repent real quick. Surrender, submit to the Lord, resist the devil at any level. Never settle for peril. God always wins whenever and whether. Blizzard or heat wave, always and forever, get it? King Kong ain't got sheets on me. This isn't the Ku Klux Klan. Covering up all my decency, even though recently evil appears. I carry my cross in the crosshairs. But I'm not foolish wearing this as jewelry. I'm not adorned with things that symbolize this human flesh carrying sin inside. I've lied before saying that I'm into God while looking for the hidden prize. I cannot improvise on his plans that been scripturalized. My prayers are talks with him day and night. If I submit to him, he will provide. I surrender my temple and I resist the devil. Some temptations I struggle, but I run to him like this is Daytona 500. I shall not fear. I shall not be anxious, trying not to sin when I'm angry. Every new day I'm awake, I thank God. What can man do to me? What is it worth losing sleep? God is king. He rules and reigns, and there is no confusion here. That's that peace.
Hey, now, that definitely was that piece. Wow. You went in on that. But if you could repeat a line that you had, the one that was dealing with when you made a comment about friends like these.
Okay.
And then the line right after that, that ties into that's how I want to speak.
Okay. With friends like these, who needs enemies? Vampires sucking my energy. I need to repent real quick. Surrender, submit to the Lord. Resist the devil at any level. Never settle for peril. God always wins, whether blizzard or heat wave. Always and forever. Get it?
That piece right there. That slapped me in the head. Friends like these, it reminds me of a conversation I was having with someone 2 weeks back. About the things you surround yourself with are the things that are tough. And when you sit with friends like these and you wonder why things go the way that they do. And it's, so, like, it's like an onion. There's so many levels to that. But when you break it down, you've got to really evaluate yourself. And like you said, you need to act quickly and you know what to do from that. But that slapped me in the face because I've been going through something like that. I say with lip service that my circle is becoming a dot, you know, but I haven't really, in hindsight, put it to practice. You know. But thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right there. Alonzo. I'm sorry, I had your mic muted.
The whole time.
I'm sorry.
The whole time. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad because I'm not going to act like nobody heard swallow that part, boy. Have you ever kind of had a comment in your
life? The part where he said, cheese, and that was perfect.
I'm not going to act like, I'm not going to act like we're going to slide right over that, but I'm glad I was on mute for a hot second, but reality check. You know, like I concur with what you were saying too. In the beginning of the poem, C Double was saying, you know, he was chasing after. But to me, he sounded like a Virgo. I was only said that because it sounded like me. And
Virgo's in the house.
Hey, woo, yay, woo. Hey, wait, but that day. But. He was chasing this stuff, but then at the end you realize that God was the way to go regardless. You know what I mean? Like your friends started shrinking. You was in the beginning you was chasing after your own self, your own intuitions, your own how you said that you thought your goals, you can make goals bigger, and you was trying to get to him before what he had for you. That hit me. And I was like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it boils down to that relationship. There was a piece that made me think, yes, it's about the relationship that you have with the Creator. The lack of knowledge is the reason why we perish, the reason why we go out there thinking that we can do bigger and better than what He has planned for us. Because we really don't know the plan that he has for us, let alone we don't know whether or not we're waking up. We sit there and get big-headed in our own way, self-righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Like that hit me there. And, C-Double, thank you for coming in. I ain't hurt. Last time we spoke, you was in the car looking for a spot to do the same thing.
Oh, I'm in the spot right now. Now, the thing that trips me out, you know, I've been seeing more and more preachers have been preaching the gospel of me. This is what prosperity gospel is. This is what health and wealth gospel is. It's the gospel of me. And I'm like, where is God in the message? And then the second thing is, when I said, I asked, what's the matter with you, like Apollo Creed? And I wrote this a week and a few days before he died.
Wow.
I did not expect that.
Wow.
And I wanted to be on your show last week, but of course, I was Willie Nelson without the reefer madness. So there you go.
Okay, so that brings that and that hooks it around, because you know I always ask, everybody. I'm always asked, but you know my question normally is, who was you writing to when you wrote this piece? In the beginning, you say exposure. So I was sitting back listening to see if he was going to pull a Cat Williams on us and. And Illuminati somebody. So I was
revealing myself on this one. That's basically what it is, because anything that can pull on your emotions or remind you of images of your sins and stuff like that, that's mind control. Mm-hmm. That's something that hit me today. So I'm looking at the mirror, looking at myself, but then I'm asking God, I'm asking God to lead, and that means I got to get out the way.
Right. Deny thyself daily. Pick up the cross.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing about it is that piece shows that you've accepted that. And that's what you're doing. You picked up that cross.
I picked it up. That doesn't mean I don't struggle still, but at least I know.
That's part of picking it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the joy comes in the morning.
You already seen it, too. Hello.
Yep.
And, you know, C-Dub, I got a song for that, too. I just so happen to have a song for that piece. But before I play it and put you in the VIP lounge, well, not excuse me, the VIP lounge. I'm reading and talking at the same time. Praise lounge.
Wait. You said you got a song for that. Here it goes.
Thank you very much.
I didn't say I was going to be singing it.
Oh,
before everybody hangs up, let me put that out there before everybody hangs up. I'm not singing the song. Okay.
Oh man. That was a good one.
Oh man. Yeah, that was a good one. But I think we might have time. Everybody pull out another piece, and if you want to, we're going to come back around. We just want to start at the top. Lisa Lips, Ms. VIP, excuse me, Alonzo, me, Lisa Lips, Ms. VIP, C-Dub. Y'all got to figure
out. I
want to
introduce the video. I mean, I ain't scared. I want to throw the video and see if everybody's face to face with it. But you know, at the same time, you know, that's okay.
Okay.
I wish I could save that for
the lightning round.
Yeah, I wish I could, but I'll be Warren Baby Dove Campbell, and I'll produce it.
There you go. See?
Hey,
all connect.
The more hands, the more merrier. I ain't even mad.
I know that's right. So I'm going to send you to the lounge right quick, C-Dub. Hang out if you can and listen to the rest of the program. And this is the song that, this is the song that piece. One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic,
brother.
One love, one mic to both of you.
Here we go. I was going to say it's going to start. I can speak back. I thought I had a song for that piece. See, Lance was trying to pay me back.
You can't get me like that. What you talking about? Wait, then he tried to catch me with the chicken in the mouth, though.
Oh, man. This thing is out. Oh, shoot. It just disappeared. What?
But let me first see if I can. Oh, see, that was my. Then maybe I make one start working. Or not.
Hey.
What are you doing? I'm talking to the studio. Y'all have to excuse me.
ain't no y'all. They listening to you talking to yourself. They know y'all. No.
Oh, I do that all the time too. I answer myself too.
That's what geniuses do. I say that all the time. I gotta consult the.
I don't know what to do. That just completely kicked me out the studio. Or how about that? I wonder if it's going to let me come back into the studio. And I wonder if y'all can hear me talking, because I hear absolutely nothing. I'm glad to know at least that y'all hear me, so that I know not to say anything unnecessary. I wouldn't be saying that right now. Anyway. All right, I'm trying to get back into the studio. Then it just kicked me out. But since y'all can hear me, let me do a station identification and pay some bills. If you're still hanging in here with us, you're listening to the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the Freel Entertainment Network. Dreamed up and run by none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial should you want to share something with us. But you must do that before the 10 o'clock hour. And this happens to also be an offering of or sponsored by Rawlings Jewelry, which also happens to be another one of the many projects of author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. I got mine. Better get yours. When you see his line of a jewelry, you won't be mad at me. Guarantee. But as you know, here on the Inspiration Factor, we like to, share our love of poetry, but also in the midst of doing that, we also like to share our love with the Creator. So that's what we're doing. And as soon as it looks like, Alonzo, where'd you go? Oh, there you go.
Weird type of situation.
Oh, I'm back. I got back in so I could unmute your mic. Now, that was some strange shenanigans. That's all right.
Hey, the devil. It's the only one mad. That's all I'm saying. Look, so I hope everybody's still in the music industry. I'm really contemplating about this video because ain't too many more drops can go like that. Tonight's vibe was so good. You can't stop stuff like that, devil. You really can't. You really can't.
Okay. I know that's right. And I'm looking through the song again now, but everything is working, so I have no doubt that it's going to play just right, and everything's going to be to his glory tonight.
Amen.
Ready to go. Stop hiding. Probably sit out. Excuse me. Talking. Oh, she's trying to get to my feet, girl. So you know she's about to get beat up.
Oh. All bad.
Yeah. Not my munchies. I'm a fat man in a skinny body. I ain't playing that.
He said, I'm not playing.
Here it goes. Found it. And this is that piece that I was thinking about for you.
Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go. Work it. Yeah. Any type of situation, he's working.
don't have no doubt. Work it, 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 work it. Yeah. When spring comes for, trouble keep coming out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody gonna do it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. The enemy try to make you feel like pain on me. But you know like I know that trouble will never last. Yeah. So hold your head up high. God is on your side. And he loves you. And he cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go on. Work it. Work. Any type of situation. Be. Work it. Yeah. Trouble he got all. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Come on, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Yeah, seems like everybody else doing so much better than you. They got it all together, and you just trying to get through. You don't see no results, not laughing, this is not a joke. 'Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through something soon. It might just don't know.
Time to get a speed round in. So, in my efforts to prevent any device malfunction, what we're going to do is we're going to pray the show out, and then I'm going to open everybody's mic. So put your phone on mute. I'm going to give you the order. So then, when the poet finishes, just let us know that you're done, and peace or whatever. Then the next person, open your mic, spit your piece. But we'll close the show out that way in case there's any mechanical malfunctions. It's not going to stop the flow enough. Right? So, with that being said, we'll start it off with, let me open the mic.
The Lord
Adrian Peter. Okay, and then you guys can mute your phone. The order is going to be myself, Mr. Alonzo,
Lisa Lips, Mrs. VIP, C-34. Hey?
I'm not in.
I'm sorry, you still haven't seen
that? Nope.
Okay. So, I'll start off. Alonzo, you follow. Lisa Lips, Miss VIP, C-Dub. This piece is The Demons We Accept. We the people, for the people, by the people. In God we trust, in the land of the free. Mottos and ideologies that have been exposed for all to see. Lies, lip service, and hypocrisy. That is what the rhetoric is that is currently claimed as democracy. What part of for the people, by the people, is it that leaves the people homeless, hungry, and ignored and dismissed? Soldiers, veterans, citizens who have helped to financially and physically support and defend this land. Now destitute, overlooked for illegal immigrants. After all, we the people don't include the down on their luck, America's women, child or man. Where is our trust in God? How do we honor his blessing as we come this far? By removing him from public places and banning him from our school, ill-preparing our children for this spiritual warfare we wage. Our compromising the word of God is the downfall of this age. Now, this tidbit must be handled complete, painless, painfully, and honestly. Do you truly see this nation as the land of the free? I think not. In light of the incarcerations and restrictions and fatal biological warfare and attacks upon those who look like me or those who are victims of this wealthy nation's poverty, these are the demons we accept. We accept their satanic governing, oftentimes opposite what it is desired or best for the people. We pathetically leave them to destroy this nation and us, and then ridiculously call it trust. We as a nation are about to crash and burn because the demons we accept, we and our lies and declarations, God soon will reject. Because you think things are bad now, I assure you, you ain't seen nothing yet. We have allowed our facade of being virtuous to slip and all that. We have exposed ourselves as just as evil as those we decide to oppose, despite the concerns, the spiritual or moral stance, or even how we the people feel. And that is not to the marionettes operated by the demons we accept. Remember, God was evicted from Capitol Hill. And whether you like it or not, it's already a done deal. I fear that when the history of our moment in time gets written and the truth comes out, it will read that it was we the people who kicked God out. We the people choosing Barabbas once again, unitedly in a loud, determined shout. Must I remind us that those demons we accept and even get clout are the same that from heaven with Lucifer were cast out. Those same demons we accept, if not rebuked soon and very soon, many of us on Judgment Day, along with Satan, will be judged by God as preaching. We serve a long-suffering God, it's true. But please don't fool yourself into thinking that forever God will wait for you. Don't allow yourself or Satan to delude you into thinking your submission to God ain't important and that you can wait. That mentality may very well end with you and eternity in the fiery lake, labeled for all time as reprobate. Accountability over those we elect. Justice for all means prosecution for those who corrupt their sworn duty to serve and protect We must not compromise, or we don't realize. We chose to denounce God for the demons we accept. And peace.
Why did you choose me? This started with my family, sheltered for so many years, full of tears. Think back, where the hell is my daddy? My mama tried to save me. She didn't want me banging, so she sent me away. And now I'm back, and I'm so crazy. My sisters are my babies. My brothers, you can't contain them. This house here is my home, and here is where I make me. So no one is ever going to change me, no matter what they say. I'm going to be here until I die, be amongst the greatest. There's times when I sit back, even with my cup of drink, analyzing all my thoughts and all the voices, still I thank him. See, for most of them, I keep them hidden deep inside. I feel like I'm losing control, and sometimes I feel like I'll lose my mind, but that's why I stay grounded as I fly. Sometimes, no, all the time, every time, I'll take my bow. And this is why I let him know that I'm thankful for what he has done for me. Everything that I've seen turned from a vision out of the dream. I couldn't do it without him being there first thing. Even up with my ups and downs, I still wonder why. What it is at the end of the day, whether I'm happy or I sigh. All I know is at the end of times, the test of times, keep my chin up, chest out, no matter what. Keep asking you why. End peace.
This piece is called Making Peace with Imperfection. We are told to be all, raised to cover the things that don't look right. Imperfections show weakness, that somehow the value is lost when we don't fit the mold. Then life hands out low blows, knocks us back in ways we don't even see, constantly challenging the perfect picture we believe was the goal. And time constantly shifts, causing us to fight the rising tides of inevitability we really can't control. So I began to watch, see the reality I had turned a blind eye to. Imperfections create uniqueness. God created us as porcelain bowls rolled out on assembly lines, meant to be chipped and cracked, even broken, allowing room for our true craftsmanship, our God-given free will, to rejoin the pieces in kintsugi craft with the pure gold of experience. Each crag, nook, and cranny reset by the cunning eye of the Creator within, perfecting our heart's design into the singular vessel we were meant to become. And once we grab on to that, make peace with imperfection, we become a paradigm, queer, rare, and extraordinary, a masterpiece, designed to be peculiar and sometimes bizarre, but always original. Then we can see that the factory model of self is not our truth. Only the imperfectly divine shell, made to be damaged, fragmented, and worn, giving room for the uncommon eye that resides in us all to open, revealing the artistry of the shining qualities we were set out to be. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
unmuted.
This piece is a call to the child of God. You may think you're a babe in the woods when it comes to knowing the Lord. Take heart. You may not be where you want to be, but thank goodness you're not where you used to be. There are some who seem to have an inside track with God, having a strong prayer life, seemingly all the faith you wish you possessed. You have to get to know him. He already knows you from the hip. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. So your first move is to acknowledge you're a sinner. Decide to be a loser or a winner. Then repent of all your sins. The last is to believe that Jesus died for you and you acknowledge him as Savior. It's true. Then as you grow, you have to read the word and apply it for yourself. Then have faith. Without it, you can't please him. You will find that he loves you. He won't leave or forsake you. This changes your way of living because he doesn't give you what you can handle. He helps you handle what is given. In time, you will undoubtedly be able to call on Jesus and the devil will flee. With faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains and become a new creature. All things in you, you'll see, child of God. Now live life abundantly. In peace.
Welcome to the news you never hear. My name's not important. Here's the news. Two teenagers have unprotected sex. The girl a few years after being raped by her uncle. Baby's having a baby. They have no concept of love as they sign license and certification. Dreams of singing on stage and being a NASCAR racer. He raced through diaper changes and making a family out of strangers. But either they don't know, don't show, don't care. But this is how the story unfolds. 4-year-old boy desperately needs the bathroom, couldn't hold it no more, and his mom is embarrassed. She yells at him before the photograph flashes in the department store. She takes a hanger and she beats him next to the sunglasses. The picture is taken, no smile on his face. First time he understands fear and it stays there. He feels ugly, sad, frightened, and ashamed as piss rolls down his pant legs. But his tears, they must stay hid. Either they don't know, don't show, don't care what's going on, but let's continue. 14 and friendly, little extra time before he has to be home. Thought it was a good idea to hang with a homie, not realizing he was a bully and what a homosexual was. Never seen it before until he was molested at knife point. He set out for revenge, about to do life for lost innocence. His parents find out. His dad questions his son's desires. The son ashamed to hatred, feeling abandoned by the adulterer that chose his mistress and son over his own flesh and blood. But either they don't know, don't show, don't care if they did at all. Man and body frame whipped by vagina monologues wasn't playing games, wasted so much time seeing the unconditional under blanketed covers. Should have been affected, emasculated and sensitive, assertive and aggressive father figure and messed up. Lonely was the message where he left his priorities and regretted it. Prosperity gospel couldn't help him. Became broke and felt rejected. He needs to always remember and cherish every second that the Lord is his shepherd. Blunt force trauma. 2x4 to the head bled in his imagination. But you can't kill and curse what God has blessed. Yes, he should have known the media doesn't show. But he doesn't care now because in the present, he's all good. But now there's germs and spreading pathogens. Now we've become experimental jab candidates. We can lose our jobs if we don't set all the mandates, becoming discriminated by half of those who practice hate. But either they don't know, they don't show, don't care about what's going on. Mercy, mercy me. It makes me want to holler, but God is above all. in peace.
Galactus.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You plumbed the sun to burn in space, and the night moon borrows light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now I want to the King. Power.
Sunderland in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. It again.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory.
We
give you all, we give you all, we give you all.